Hi, this is Dr. Jim Goldstein, and this blog post is called Getting Started. Dr. Robert Anthony once wrote, "The last fault people try to correct is procrastination." I couldn't agree more. We procrastinators like to think of ourselves as deadline-driven. There's an interesting phenomenon that I've observed regarding procrastination and its relationship to anxiety that I'd like to share. One time, in college, I remember putting off a particularly ominous term paper. The professor told us it had to be 15 pages long. The required length was, in and of itself, daunting. I remember thinking, how am I ever going to come up with 15 pages? I don't even have a topic yet. Actually, I had thought of a topic that I liked, but I was too afraid to expound on it for fear that it might not turn out well. I was fully intending to get this large project done early one evening when I noticed that my desk drawers and closet were becoming very cluttered and disorganized, as was my entire dorm room. My car was a mess, too. This, of course, took priority over the paper that was due. I set about straightening things up at once. It took me about 3 hours. When I finally had time to get to the paper, I realized how hungry I was. I can't write on an empty stomach. On the way back from the dining hall, I saw some students watching a great old movie that I'd always wanted to see, and there was an empty seat in the lounge right in front. It was so late by the time I returned to my dorm that you can see where this is going. My anxiety grew as the deadline approached. Here is where I realized a serious error in my thinking. I was convinced that I would not feel any better until the paper was finished and handed in. It was going to be an agonizing process right to the very end. Well, to my amazement, once I finally sat down and started writing, my anxiety dissipated about 10 minutes into the project. This was a revelation to me. I learned that there is something satisfying and anxiety-reducing in just beginning in earnest. Not only was I less anxious, I started feeling better about myself, less guilty, less like an adolescent, and more like a grown-up. I got the sense that, hey, I'm doing this. I really could do this. I just had to get on with it. The final project wasn't bad either. Years later, I found this quote from Goethe that reinforced my experience and took it to a higher level. Here it is. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Jim Goldstein with Powerful Partnerships, and I'll be back with you soon. Bye-bye.